The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Is energy healing. People who have found holistic healing techniques have added to the balance in their lives. Now you can find balance in your life too. Welcome to Healing Possibilities with Tracy Makarenko. Holistic healing is an integral part of life energy. Each program explores in detail a different part of the healing process with supplemental guidance from your host and other guests. Now here is Tracy Makarenko.
Good morning and welcome. I am your host, Tracy Makarenko. I want to thank my listeners that called in last week for the Heart Healing Show. I love that work the best, helping individuals on their journey towards health and happiness. In reflecting about last week's show, there was additional information I wish to share. When we let go of the pain that resides in our heart, which can take many forms, forgiveness needs to be offered, not only to the person who we feel wronged us, but of course to ourselves. Because of the transgressions done to us, no matter how few or how many, our heart gets broken and we fear going there again. The only way to get to unconditional love, which is the direction we should all be headed, is to move through the fear of being loved and giving love. Take a step today and recognize what it is that that's holding you back from giving a little more or accepting a little more into your life. I mentioned last week that in my family growing up, we didn't share our love because it felt like it could be used as a weapon to hurt us later. It wasn't easy, but within my family, we all now share I love you with each other. There is a freedom in sharing love when you let go and allow the energy to flow. Hold your right hand over your heart. You can do this now. And see how your thoughts change or diminish. When you shift your energy to your heart chakra, your words only come from your heart. To hear more about the heart chakra, you can refer to my Learn the Basics 7 Hours of Audio Healing, which is now available on my website at www.healingpossibilities.com. You can find it under products. If you would like to book a long-distance healing treatment with me, you can find that information under services. Today, I have Jason Lincoln Jeffers joining me. Jason is a spiritual teacher, life and wellness coach, mystical artist, astrologer, entrepreneur, author, and self-taught authority on metaphysics, transpersonal psychology, and alternative medicine. His mission is to help humanity awaken to its divinity, access its untouched free will, and evolve into the next human. Today we will be discussing his book, The Next Human. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tracy. It's an honor to be with you and to bring the message of my new book, The Next Human, to your wonderful listening audience. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm thrilled to have you. I started reading your book probably last week. I should have probably given myself a bit more time. You have so much information in there. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's comprehensive. I did a little bit of research
entire lifetime, I would think.
Yeah, for mostly, but especially in the last 15, 20 years or so. I did a lot of research, but it just kind of all came together within about a period of when I really started to write. It was in January of last year, and then worked pretty diligently through August and September. So it took about 9 months to write.
That's excellent. I'm really impressed because I've been writing my book, I think, for about 9 years. So okay. You've done really well. Of course, I took a lot of breaks in there. I wasn't quite so diligent.
Right.
I urge everyone who's listening to purchase a copy, and it can be found on your website at jasonlincolnjeffers.com. So maybe let's hear, you said for 15 years you've been doing a lot of studying. Were you planning on writing a book, or that was just a part of your evolution?
Well, it was part of my evolution. I was not planning on writing a book. I did have an inkling that I probably would someday, but the reason for the research is because I was very sick. I was sick mentally, emotionally, and physically. I suffered from depression and anxiety. And chronic fatigue syndrome hit me pretty hard when I was about 24. I had just divorced my wife, and my father had passed away, and all within the same year.
Wow.
And so that was in 89. So in 1990, I came down with very severe debilitating chronic fatigue syndrome. So I didn't have the energy to really do much of anything after that except to study. I went back to college and finished my degree in psychology. But I did mostly, it was self-taught, bought every New Age and metaphysical book I could get my hands on, books on philosophy, alternative medicine, and trying to figure out what was wrong with me, because every doctor I saw couldn't figure out anything that was wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
They did all kinds of tests. I spent, tens of thousands of dollars on conventional doctors in a period of 10 years, but it didn't do me any good. Mm-hmm. So I had to kind of figure out on my own. And I said, one day I decided I'm just going to heal myself. So that's really the motivation for doing all the studying and the research. So eventually it finally paid off, which I'm very grateful. So.
No, that's great. Cause I mean, a lot of us, that's why people are listening to this program. They want to heal. And nothing else seems to really be working in the medical field.
Right.
So, like I said, there's a lot of information in your book, but you've broken it down into seven sections. Transformation of the seven selves.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how we can go through this book?
Yeah, they are seven chapters and seven selves. So it's pretty organized, and it's really a journey. That's kind of the journey that I went on, and it began with my healing didn't really begin until I was able to transcend the ego. That's where it begins, with the pseudo-self and transcending the ego, moving past that false self. I talk about the phantom, which is essentially the shadow of the ego, and that's the second self, and learn teach you how to transcend that, give you the tools to identify it in yourself and others, and to move beyond that shadow part of ourself. And then the third chapter is addressing the physical self, which is the honoring the intelligent body, learning that it's more intelligent than you are, and starting listening to it, and teaching the healing, the alternative medicine healing modalities that really help to detoxify me of mercury toxicity, to heal my systemic candida and irritable bowel syndrome and type 2 diabetes, the diet, the ketogenic diet that cured me of all of that, the infrared sauna that detoxified the mercury naturally, and then the upper cervical care, which also helped to heal my inner ear disorder and TMJ. So all these wonderful healing modalities I go into in detail in clinical studies that back them up in that particular chapter. The next chapter is the mirror self, which is transforming relationships and teaching how we are when we get into a relationship, we are really in a relationship with ourselves to a large degree. So we are who we attract, and so we can't if we're attracting chaos in our relationships, our abusive people into our lives in the relationship, then it's because of something that we are not addressing in ourselves. And so moving past codependency and neediness, realizing that we're already complete, we're already whole. And so that's what I address in chapter 4. Chapter 5 is the creative self, and that is teaching about heart-based manifestation as opposed to mind-based manifestation, which is taught in many self-help books out there like The Secret, and learning how the brain is polarized. So not only do you get what you want with the brain, but you also get what you don't want. Manifest that way. So learning how to manifest through the heart, teaching that the heart has its own brain, allowing the cranial brain to follow the brain of the heart, and living in the heart. And that creates a whole new reality for you. And then you're creating, not only when you do manifest, you're benefiting everybody around you, not just you. So it's a selfless manifestation instead of a selfish manifestation process. The sixth chapter is the ethereal self, or the ether real self. In that chapter, I teach about the spiritual body, the ethereal body. That's the body that we take with us when we transcend this plane and go into the spirit realm. Teaching about the chakras, the eight chakras, and teaching about the Kundalini awakening. I write a memoir about my inner body experience. Many people are having that these days. They're having out-of-body experiences. They're having near-death experiences. And so this is when we actually are able to experience the ethereal plane and our ethereal selves. And so we go delve deeply into that part of ourself, and also the sacred feminine, and the importance of bringing balance back to our society with the return of the goddess energies. And then the final chapter is the zero point self, and this is becoming one with the source, one with the all, and realizing that we are all one, and that metaphysics and physics are really two sides of the same coin. So giving the proof, the validity that science and spirituality really are the same ultimately in the end, and teaching about the end of the cycle, the 13,000 year cycle that's finally come to an end now at the end of the Mayan calendar. Now we are into a new cycle, beginning with the age of Aquarius, and that's where I end the book, as we evolve from Homo sapiens into Homo luminous.
A nice word.
Yeah.
So in the first chapter, the pseudo self transcending the ego, I love that chapter because you really do get into a lot of details about what ego looks like. And so many of us don't really take a look. We just think ego is more material. But you get into a lot of different aspects of that.
Right. I go into detail because we're really not taught what the ego truly is. Of course, we understand that, you know, people that are egocentric, they are narcissistic, people, you know, that have big egos and so forth. But that's about the extent of it. Most people understand that they are completely identified with their ego. That's the current human stage of evolution. And that's not who you are. People believe that they are their own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And true either. You're not your thoughts, you're not your mind, and you're not your body. And so until we can learn that we are consciousness, that we are pure consciousness, and that we simply are, and it's not that we were at some time or we will be in the future, we simply are. And that's eternal consciousness. That's what spiritual teachers are talking about when they say unity consciousness, and spiritual consciousness. This is understanding that we are all connected. And so to get to that level, to understand that level, which is, you know, taught in the last chapter of the book, we have to begin with transcending the ego, the egoic mind, which is polarizing. And that's the reason for the suffering of humanity, and has been. And all the pain and suffering that we've endured for the last 5,000 years has been mainly because of the egoic mind. We've been identified with the pseudo-self. So now we're reaching a point, our stage of evolution, We're moving beyond that. We're moving beyond that very limiting ego and understanding that we don't need to be identified with it anymore, that it has served its purpose, that it is indeed polarizing. It looks upon the other as separate. Mm-hmm. It looks upon the other as either inferior or superior. And when you do that, when you tend to do that, then that creates polarization. And that's why people judge. That's why people have intolerance for other people, hatred, and this polarization that we see, especially here in America, in the political arena, and especially in the last 12 years. And it's just split right down the middle, it seems. And this is all has to do with our identification and clinging to our own opinions and
yes.
beliefs. And when we do that, that we become entangled with our opinions and our opinions become one with us. There's no separation between you and your opinion. And when that happens, that is the breeding ground for the worst evil. Because when you get a group or a tribe or a party that unites behind a specific idea or ideology, and then there is no separation between that, their very survival depends upon defending that idea. And that's where we got the Marxism in Russia in the 20th century, the same thing with fascism, the same thing with communism in China. And that's the reason why we had 166 million people killed in the 20th century alone, the bloodiest century of our human history, because of this clinging to opinions. And that's all because of the ego, the pseudo-self.
Yeah, I know that chapter was great. What really hit home for me, I said, no way, that's not my ego, is it? But offering advice when not asked.
Right.
You mentioned that. I mean, that is kind of part of my job. I always tell myself that, but how much of it is me actually forcing and how much is really coming from the heart? I really had to sit back and think about if I had evolved.
Yeah, it makes you question it, doesn't it?
Yeah, completely. So we have to go to a quick break here. But stay tuned with more with Jason Lincoln Jeffers, and you can find more information on his website at www.jasonlincolnjeffers.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Feeling depressed? Full of anxiety? Are you suffering from muscle aches, back pain, migraines? Do you have chronic stomach irritation, incontinence? What ailment is occupying your mind's time? At the very least, Reiki will take the edge off of your anxiety. Craniosacral will realign your bones and tissues. Visceral will balance your organs. Holistic healthcare will bring back parts of you that have been lost. Need more of a fix? Attend a holistic workshop or receive an angel card reading. It's all about you getting back to a place where you feel whole, refreshed, and energized. Visit HealingPossibilities.com today or call Tracy at 403-831-3864. It's your life. Don't you deserve the peace, tranquility, and freedom you're entitled to? Go to HealingPossibilities.com and find out more. Side effects include self-awareness.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens.
Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? How do I get there? If you're searching for the answers to these and other spiritual questions, you can look within, and you can tune into The Open Door. Our program will expand your awareness of the teachings of the Ascended Masters, offer you practical tools that promote self-mastery and personal freedom, and provide an unerring pathway for graduating from Earth Schoolroom. The Open Door with host Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy is broadcast live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening to Healing Possibilities. To connect with Tracy Makarenko or this week's guests, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. That's toll-free in North America, 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to Tracy at healingpossibilities.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Healing Possibilities with Tracy Makarenko. Today, I have Jason Lincoln Jeffers joining me. We are talking about his book, The Next Human. We were just talking about the pseudo-self transcending the ego and what that all entails. Your next chapter is The Phantom Self. Mm-hmm. So, revealing your unknown face. Yeah. What's that all about?
Well, it's the shadow of the ego, essentially, what Carl Jung referred to as shadow. Eckhart Tolle calls it the pain body. It's this unknown part of ourself that we, it's really how the ego manifests mostly through the mind, okay? And the phantom self manifests through the body. So when we feel that phantom pain body is when it, comes through the, feelings of anger or hatred or frustration. Toward another person, intolerance, judgment, blame, condemnation, criticizing somebody very harshly. And so these are very dark, very negative emotions that get projected onto others because they are unconsciously suppressed in ourselves. So when we were young, we were usually between the ages of 6 and 10, the ego became wounded, and that wounding created a suppression of the pain that we wanted to hide. So somebody said something to us that was abusive and made us feel inferior in some way. And so those feelings of inferiority became hidden, and that became our unknown face. And so that gets projected onto others until it's addressed and transcended. And many people carry that with them their whole life. And so the denser that pain body energy is, the more one becomes addicted to substances, to gambling, to cheating on their spouse, to whatever it is. But these are deceptive, dark energies that really take control of our lives unconsciously, addicted to drama, gambling, whatever it is. So that's the phantom self. It's our unknown face. And so in that chapter, I teach how to identify it in yourself, how to identify it in others, and how to transcend it and dissolve that pain body energy.
So we do some of that work. I do some of that work through my cranial sacral and Reiki work. Things come up that we didn't realize we had locked away in our body.
Right.
Around this. How do you talk about dissolving that pain, or discuss how people can dissolve that pain?
Right. Well, it's a process, and I go through it in that chapter in detail, the different stages that I recommend to transcend it, to dissolve it. The first step is to recognize it, obviously, in yourself and in others, to see that pain body energy in yourself. And a lot of times people don't realize that they're abusing themselves and because you can hear in the way they speak about themselves, oh, that's just my luck, or mm-hmm. Oh, I can't believe I'm just so stupid, and they beat themselves up. If they're doing that out loud, you can imagine how many times they're doing it in their mind, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
So that's really the first step to dissolving it, is to recognize it in yourself and in others. The second step is to liberate yourself from it, to move toward that liberation stage. And that is when you can observe it in yourself. When you first, you know, your mind starts to get angry at somebody that maybe perhaps did something to you, and you start to think, well, this is what I'm going to do the next time I see that person. You know? Against them. And so that's the drama, and that's the phantom, and that's the feelings of revenge, feelings of disgust or hatred, jealousy or repulsion toward either yourself or others. So that's that liberation. The next stage is what I call the acceptance stage, and this is where you have to accept your secrets. You have to accept what you're hiding from the world. So people that have addictions to food or sex or drugs or gambling or whatever it is.
Drama.
I teach you to write it down and say, you know, this is accepting that this is just the way, this is my phantom energy, this is my phantom self. And so confiding in someone, whether it be a counselor, a coach, a priest, rabbi, a friend that you can confide in, whomever, but somebody that you can tell, you know, this is, you know, what I've been hiding from the world for so long. And so that's, once it's out, then this, you know, it's no longer a secret. And so that's called the acceptance stage, to just let it out of the bag. The final stage is the transcendent stage. And this is when you recognize, when you start to recognize when you're judging others, for example, when you can recognize and see that, you will no longer be judging them, because you can't be awake and asleep at the same time. Process, and you're pointing your finger at somebody else, or you're pointing your finger at life. Let people judge life. That's people who complain about life. They complain about this situation or that situation. They turn them into, you know, simple challenges into problems. And so recognizing that you're doing that, when you're doing that, that's transcending. That's the final stage of dissolving that pain body, dissolving the phantom self. And when you can do that, when you can reach that stage, and it begins in a slow, gradual process, and eventually over time, usually it takes many years, you won't be doing it anymore. And that's when you can finally let go of that pain body energy. And it wasn't until that happened when I was able to attract the right healers and the right alternative medicine modalities that allowed me for my physical body to heal. Because until you can transcend the ego and its shadow, the pain body, then the physical body isn't allowed to really heal itself.
Now, you break that down beautifully, so people can really get a good look at where they are in that process. So then you move on to the physical. Chapter 3 is the physical self, and honoring the intelligent body.
Right. So that in this chapter, we go into detail about the different modalities. We don't really have a healthcare system here in the West. We have a disease care system, and it's simply treating diseases through either toxic cellular damaging drugs or with a scalpel knife through surgery. And so that's really the only modalities that the insurance companies cover.
Yeah.
Now some of them are finally covering chiropractic, which is good, but we have a long way to go before we really start to understand that we don't have a healthcare system. We really have a disease care system, and we really are addicted to drugs as a society, and these are prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So, but these prescription drugs, I mean, the U.S. Department of Health estimates that more than 50% of Americans take at least one prescribed pill a day. So one of every two of us is popping a pill.
Wow.
And because of this, I mean, and it's not helping us because America is ranked 39th in the world for infant mortality, 43rd for adult female mortality, 42nd for adult male mortality, and came in dead last on patient safety, coordination, efficiency, and equity. So, you know, we're spending almost double of what other countries spend on healthcare, and or actually more than double. But yet life expectancy in 2011 was ranked 78.49, which is ranked 50th in the world. And this is coming in below most developed nations and some developing nations.
Wow.
What good is all the money that we're spending on healthcare doing us? It's a really upside down approach to healing the body. We think that the body, despite the trillions of functions, cellular functions that it performs every single minute of every single day on its own, it's just too stupid to know what's best for it. So the ego, the egoic minded physician comes in and says, this is what you have to do. And then the dietary association is actually telling us the opposite of what we should be eating.
Yes.
In many cases, which in the more research I did, the more astounded I became.
Well, I know they still work off the Canadian Food Guide. I'm not sure how it works in the States, but it was developed in the 50s. Nobody's eating what they ate in the 50s.
No, certainly not.
No one's eating what they ate in the 90s.
No, and we look at the healthier countries. The healthiest country is Japan, and Okinawa off of Japan. The Okinawans have the best healthcare, best health records of any people on Earth. They live the longest, and they're the healthiest while they're alive. And they eat a very nutrient-dense diet. The carbohydrates that they consume are low GI carbohydrates. Most of them are nutrient-dense vegetables, and they eat sweet potatoes, which is not related to the white potato in any sense. It's a low GI. GI stands for glycemic index. And so they don't raise your blood sugar levels. And so diabetes is an epidemic now, and more Americans are becoming overweight and obese, and America has the worst record of obesity and overweight in the population of any other country, almost double most countries. And that's mainly because we consume a high GI carb diet, very low nutrients, not a lot of nutrients, because there's not a lot of nutrients when you can just consume bread and pasta and cereals.
No.
You have to really eat the nutrient-dense superfoods, which I go into detail in that chapter. Superfoods, you're not getting those nutrients.
So is that part of your ketogenic diet? The things that you mentioned?
The ketogenic diet.
Ketogenic.
It just simply means allowing your body to run on ketones instead of glucose. The Homo sapiens species has lived on ketones since its beginning. We're dating back to the beginning of our species and going even back to the early hominids, the 2 million years before present time. The Homo sapiens and the hominids lived off of fat and protein. They didn't live off of high GI carbs, of bread and pasta. That only came from agriculture, which only began about 10,000 years ago, and more specifically in the last 5,000 years, and then became industrialized only in the last 100 years. And now with all these processed foods and genetically modified foods that we're consuming, especially in the cities, are killing us. They really are killing us because these are foreign substances to the body. These genetically modified vegetable oils like canola oil and safflower oil are poisons. These are trans fats. The body doesn't know what to do with them, so it looks at it as a foreign substance. These are the bad oils. These are the bad fats. This is what's arterial plaque and eventually leading to the heart disease. It's not because of the good fats. The good fats are your coconut oil, your organic butter, your olive oil, and your body needs saturated fat. Most of your brain made of cholesterol.
Yeah.
Not bad for you. And this is we're being taught the opposite of what we should be doing. So if you look at the countries like France, European countries like France, Crete, the Cretans are the second longest living nation people on Earth. And they dine mostly on greens and nutrient dense, low GI vegetables. They eat complete proteins every day through animal meats. And they consume saturated fats, saturated and unsaturated. They take in their omega, 3 fatty acids because they consume the animals that eat grass. These are grass-fed animals, organic. Okay. They consume the fish like the sardines and the halibut and the mackerel and the salmon that eat the plankton. And the plankton are omega-3 fatty acids. Americans get hardly any omega-3 fats.
So part of the blockages to health definitely is our diet.
Absolutely.
And some of the other things would be stress and anxiety, depression.
Yes. But I found that a lot of the depression that I had was relieved when I changed my diet.
Oh, hugely, hugely. It's amazing how life can change.
Hormonal, and when you change your diet to the ketogenic diet, you're allowing your hormones to rebalance themselves. And you really need those hormonal balance to relieve your depression and anxiety. If you don't, then you're just going to be popping pills.
Yeah, that's not the way to go. I remember having a conversation with my healthcare provider where they cover, of course, pharmaceuticals, but they won't cover the naturopathic stuff to get the pharmaceuticals out of your system. It all is very backwards. So you also did some upper cervical work, which helped your body.
Yeah, I started that in 1996, and upper cervical care is only about 5% of all chiropractic care physicians, so it's a very small percentage now, hopefully. In the future, that will expand greatly because it really addresses the command center of the spine, which is the C1 and C2, and they house the brainstem. The brainstem controls the nervous system of the entire body. So until you get that balance, there was a tremendous impedance in my brainstem because of the C1 and C2. I had two car accidents when I was young, severe whiplash. So that caused trauma to that upper cervical area. So it wasn't until that address that I had chronic dizziness all the time. It felt pushing me to one side every time I would walk. And it was very annoying. And that also was contributing to my chronic fatigue. So until I addressed that issue and went to the source, I wasn't able to heal that part of my body. So that's why I totally recommend that. And not just for that, but there's so many other diseases that I list there in that chapter that chronic that upper cervical care has helped, especially with young children and inner ear infections. You know, that's the most common form of disease in a child. They get these inner ear infections. And then you have to go to the doctor and they give you antibiotics, which, you know, lowers their immune system. Mm-hmm. And that's not good. But if you just go to an upper cervical care practitioner, get one little tap, it's not invasive, they can barely even feel it. And then that corrects the imbalance, and then the inner ear drains out, and it goes away. So,
well, it has become so popular. I know with my patients, they do that, and they do the cranial sacral work, and their lives are changed just from that work.
Absolutely.
So, Jason, we're just going to go to a quick break. Again, you guys out there listening, you can find more information about Jason at www.jasonlincolnjeffers.com.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Feeling depressed? Full of anxiety? Are you suffering from muscle aches, back pain, migraines? Do you have chronic stomach irritation, incontinence? What ailment is occupying your mind's time? At the very least, Reiki will take the edge off of your anxiety. Craniosacral will realign your bones and tissues. Visceral will balance your organs. Holistic healthcare will bring back parts of you that have been lost. Need more of a fix? Attend a holistic workshop or receive an angel card reading. It's all about you getting back to a place where you feel whole, refreshed, and energized. Visit HealingPossibilities.com today or call Tracy at 403-831-3864. It's your life. Don't you deserve the peace, tranquility, and freedom you're entitled to? Go to healingpossibilities.com and find out more. Side effects include self-awareness. We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Healing Possibilities. To connect with Tracy Makarenko or this week's guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. That's toll-free in North America, 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to Tracy at healingpossibilities.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Healing Possibilities with Tracy Makarenko. Today, my guest is Jason Lincoln Jeffers. Before break, we were talking about his book, The Next Human. We are moving on from the physical self to the mirrored self, transforming relationships. And this is always such an important one. People tend to jump here and forget about some of the other things they should be doing. But this is always an interesting one for everybody.
Right, the mirror self is about learning that you are who you attract, essentially, in relationships. I had a string of really, really bad relationships. It began with my marriage when I got married very young, when I was 21, and so I had a very dense pain body. And so, if you have a very dense pain body, then you're going to attract somebody else with a dense pain body.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be because they're going to push all your buttons and vice versa. And that's exactly what happened. So we could only live together for about 8 months, and because seven of them were miserable. And then about 2 years after that, we finally filed for divorce. But, relationships ever since would have been very brief and just very traumatic, because until I learned that I was attracting this same pain body that I was projecting out onto others, the anger, the resentment, the fear, that I wasn't able to attract some good people into my life that would start to love me. I had all my friends abused me, essentially. I had two male friends who abused me constantly and liked to humiliate me in public. And I took it.
You didn't know any better.
Right. I felt that I deserved to be abused, and consciously, I resented it and hated it. And then I suppressed all that hatred. I never stood up for myself until finally one day I did. I started to create healthy boundaries. And when that happened, you know, I just walked away from those friendships, because I realized they weren't really truly friendships, because friends don't abuse friends.
No, they're not supposed to.
Right. And so it's about standing up for yourself. It's about true self-respect and creating true self-esteem. And when you realize that you are a divine being, then you're naturally going to attract that in a partner. This whole concept that we have today about going out and joining Match.com or eHarmony, and then you're going to find your soulmate, is really a delusion, because you only about... less than 10% of relationships are what I refer to as a soulmate or spiritual relationship. Over 90% are egoic relationships. It's what I call ego love. And so you're loving through the mind. It's a conditional relationship. I'll love you if you make me breakfast. I'll love you if you convert to my religion. I'll love you if you love me back. And if you don't do these things, then I will not return my love. and I'll become angry and go off and meet somebody else. And so it's a very conditional, very mind-based type of relationship, and that's what causes the pain and suffering and drama in relationships, is because we are identified with this pain body energy and we're projecting it onto the other person. So it's always the other person's fault. I mean, all you have to do is turn on the Bravo channel and watch some of these crazy reality, the Real Housewives or whatever, and see, you know, them throwing drinks at each other, and see that they're all to blame. They're all, it's their own fault that they're in these type of relationships. But yet, that's that pain body needs that other person, so because it's energy for it to feed on. It feeds on the drama. It feeds on the pain. It feeds on pushing other people's buttons. And so that's why it wants to be in a relationship with somebody else, with another pain body, because again, that's energy for it. The pain body is an addiction to pain. It says pain is good. Pain is our friend. And that's why it keeps going back for more. That's why we have these battered wives that you don't understand why, you know, they're so abused, and yet they keep going back to their abusive husband.
Well, at this day and age, you don't even understand why it's still happening. It's difficult.
Right. So we address that in that chapter. We teach, you know, to identify it. And then in the working environment, people get abused by their bosses, and how we can, you know, move beyond that, transcend that, learn how to create healthy boundaries for the self. And then we move beyond codependency. And that's when we realize that we're already complete. We're already whole. We don't need somebody else to complete us. We don't need somebody else to bring us happiness. That we are love, that we come from love, to find that love within. When you discover that love within, then you are already complete. You don't need somebody else to complete you. You're self-reliant. You're emotionally independent. And this is the stage of the next human. The next human is not going to be needy or codependent. She's not going to create drama in relationships just so the ego could feel better about itself. I mean, that's insanity.
Mm-hmm.
Evolving past that now, and that's the mirror self. Moving past that, becoming spiritual, becoming heart-based, heart-centered, and that's the true soulmate relationship, and that's when you do find a spiritual partner. And then each partner is constantly thinking about giving first, and therefore all of the needs get met instantly. It's not about playing mind games. It's not about manipulating and controlling the other person, you know, trying to get power over the other person. You know, it's about giving first, unconditionally. Then there's no conflict. It's seamless. It's effortless. It's a whole different type of relationship.
It is, and it's quite beautiful. It's a bit of a bumpy road getting there at times, but when you get there, it's a lovely place to live from.
Yeah.
Then you get into manifesting from the heart. So once we've figured this out, we can manifest more than just relationships.
Right. And then that's when you are living in the heart, and that's when you're creating a whole new reality for yourself. You're not so ego-identified. And so in the creative self, this is when you can go out and create and manifest your dreams, make your dreams a reality. But you're doing it in a non-polarized, non-dual way. Whereas if you manifest from the mind, you've got all the stress. You believe that it has to be stressful. You have trauma and conflict. And so you're creating psychic disharmony, not only for yourself, but for everybody around you in the process of your manifestation. Because all you see is the end goal. You say, this is what I want, and I'm going to, you know, trample over everything and everybody in the process. I don't care how I get it, you know. And this is the way that we've been manifesting as a species mainly for the past 5,000 years. We've been living in this very patriarchal society. And so now we're coming in where the sacred feminine energy is coming in, and that's the heart and balancing everything. And then now we're learning how to create things selflessly, not selfishly. So it's a whole different process of manifestation.
And it's beautiful because it really does. It takes you to that next place and your next chapter of the etherical self and raising our energy to the spiritual realm.
Right. And the ethereal self is that higher self that we take with us to the spiritual plane when we leave this realm. And so getting in connection with that, learning about the chakras, you know, learning how to feel that ethereal body, and getting in touch with the life force energy. It's called qi in China, qi in Japan. It's prana in India. But it's that life force energy, learning how to connect with it. And so many people now are learning Reiki, which is wonderful healing, and Tai Chi is a wonderful healing process. And in all of the martial arts, that's the first thing they teach you, is how to connect with the life force energy, whether it's karate or kung fu or aikido, whatever. So we can learn to use that energy, that life force energy, in our body for healing for ourselves and for others. And so it's a wonderful thing, and that to learn that we have energy within all of us. If it's dormant, then we can learn how to raise it, to stimulate it, to awaken her energy. And when that happens, then she spirals up the spine, up the chakras. She opens up the chakras and spins them and frees up all that negative energy that we've been carrying around from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime. And that is really the purpose why we're here, is to clear out all that negative garbage, to free ourselves from that pain body energy, which really stems from our ethereal self and then comes into this realm through the physical self. And so by the time it reaches physical disease in your physical body, if you're chronically ill, then you've really got a lot of stuff, a lot of junk that you've been carrying, that your soul is carrying around with it. So in that chapter, we teach you how to move beyond that, transcend all of that.
No, thank you so much for sharing your information from your book today, Jason. So people can find a copy of your book.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Just go to my site at jasonlincolnjeffers.com. And I have the book, just click on the book page there, and I have it available in three different formats, in PDF, Kindle, and also in paperback. And I also offer life path astrology readings for those who are searching for their life path and can't find it. I've been studying astrology for 36 years.
Wow.
And I also do coaching, life and wellness coaching. So if you're interested in any of that, you can reach me via my website at jasonlincolnjeffers.com, and I also have some mystical art available on the site too.
Yeah, I saw that. It's gorgeous art.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today. And everyone, you can again find Jason and all his services on jasonlincolnjeffers.com and his book, The Next Human. Next week, I have my cranial sacral instructor joining me. Roy Desjardins is a licensed massage therapist with over 25 years' experience with cranial sacral therapy. In 1994, Roy was invited by Dr. John Upledger, the developer and founder of the Upledger Institute, to work in his clinic, eventually becoming vice president of clinical services. Now Roy owns the Center for Cranial Sacral Therapy in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Cranial sacral therapy is one of my passions, so please join me next week to hear what Roy has to say about the subject. At my website, www.healingpossibilities.com, you will find a variety of workshops, products, and services. You can stay connected with me through my biweekly newsletter, on Facebook or Twitter. Thank you for joining me today. Knowledge is healing, and that process of enlightenment continues daily for each of us. With awareness, our path will be revealed. Sending you love and light, and may your journey be full of grace and ease.
Thank you again for listening this week. Please be sure to join Tracy Makarenko for Healing Possibilities every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Have a balanced week, and we'll talk again on the next show.